And Judge Bashir Vali in the Gauteng High Court has just given Jacob Zuma permission to appeal against Vali's earlier reason that he must provide records of the reasons for his cabinet reshuffle. Gia Nicolaides of the Eyewitness News team has just stepped out of court to talk to us. Interesting, Gia, good afternoon, that Vali says he doesn't believe there are any prospects of success on appeal, yet he's granted leave to appeal.
That's right. And he's actually just given us a copy of his judgment, a 14-page judgment, explaining that. But I managed to get to the right page where he actually explains that although he doesn't believe another court would come to a different conclusion, it is a notorious fact that the public interest in this case, post the issuance of his judgment, has been wide, deep, and intense. And, of course, this is what the president's legal team has argued, that the implications go far beyond this case. And he says, therefore, he believes that this case can be taken to a higher court. So he does believe that the matter can be brought to the attention of a higher court, of course, the Supreme Court of Appeal, for granting the president leave to appeal. So ultimately, the president's legal team managed to convince him that there's enough. And I think this really came down to Rule 53, and it's quite complex in terms of the law. But ultimately, never before has a president had to hand over a record to explain an executive decision. And that's exactly what his legal team was arguing, saying that they don't disagree with the reasoning of Bashir's judgment. But of course, that he has never before as a president had to provide reasons on record of how he came about that decision. So this looks like it's going to the Supreme Court of Appeal, and ultimately the terms or the way that this particular rule of the court may be read or interpreted or amended going forward.
Gia, I appreciate that you've only just been handed a copy of the document, but is there indication of why he continues to believe that even though he's granted leave to appeal because of the huge public interest and the importance of this matter, why he doesn't believe that there is any realistic chance of success on appeal?
Well, because he believes that the way that he interpreted Rule 53 and based on the argument from the DA, that this particular rule has been used in the past, and they refer to case law where executive decisions have been brought on review, and therefore the applicant is entitled to actually ask for records for those reasons. So he said that this is never, it may not have been done before where a president has had to hand over reasons for his decision when it comes to a cabinet reshuffle. In terms of executive decisions being taken on review, it has been used in law before. There is case law that's been referred to it. And, of course, he believes, as a high court judge, that he has the power to actually bring that about and ask the president to bring about reasons. So he's gone into great detail in this particular judgment on why he feels that there's no prospect of success going forward, but also allow the president's legal team opportunity to take this matter on appeal, and says that a high court should actually have a look at it.
Has there been time to solicit any reactions, perhaps from members of the presidency or the DA, because I'm sure the DA would have had senior representatives in the courtroom?
They did earlier today, but the judge actually asked for a 2 to 3 hour postponement just so that he'd write the judgment, and they both legal teams have just sent someone to note the judgment. And unfortunately, no one left in the courtroom this afternoon for reaction.
Thank you very much. That's Gia Nicolaides of the Eyewitness News team. Somebody asked an interesting question on the SMS line. Why has Oak Bay not been suspended from the JSE? I'm not sure that the leaked emails, do they constitute sufficient grounds for a suspension of Oak Bay? It's a question that perhaps Bruce Whitfield might be interested to ask of JSE management. What level of investigation is there into this matter, and whether anything has been revealed in these emails which provide substantive grounds for the JSE to go after Oak Bay. Andrew says, I wonder what lawyers will do after Zuma goes. No more work. No. There'll be plenty of work.